Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us, having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, the author of Chuck versus the Business World. It's based on the television program Chuck, and he's comparing that program to the real live marketplace in this book, and doing a great job, a very entertaining, I actually wrote this down for Ray, you know, if you either want to be a business owner or a spy, you're going to want to read this book, because if you want to be either one of those things, a small business owner or a spy, you'll learn how to do it in this book, Ray. Thank you for doing that.
I appreciate that, Jim. Thanks very much. We get some great feedback, interesting feedback.
Where can it be achieved? Where can it be acquired?
Best place is just go right to Amazon.com and get it there. Yep.
You don't want them to go stand in line at a bookstore on Black Friday and fight the crowds? Just
there is no need to do that.
Isn't sarcasm one? I love sarcasm. And you know, Ray, according to my family, I'm really good at it, too.
I bet that's what they say. Jim.
SBE Council. Tell us about SBE Council.
Sure. We are, 100,000 members strong, and we are out there in terms of weighing in on every public policy issue imaginable that affects small businesses and entrepreneurs. And if you go to our website, sbecouncil.org, you'll get a wealth of information. You can sign up and become a member. You'll see, as I said, regular updates on a whole host of issues, but also some big reports that we do, our Small Business Survival Index, our Business Tax Index, where we look at the states and rank them, and our ratings on congressional votes, all good stuff there, lots of good information.
SBE Council, folks, you got to support these guys. They do pound for pound. Nobody works harder for you in the halls of our government. Ray, are you seeing any signs of improvement in the economy, or how much are you seeing small business owners just basically marking time until after the election? How much of that are you seeing?
Well, I think that's overwhelming what we're seeing, overwhelmingly. That's the big thing, is that everybody's, not everybody, but to a great extent, powder is being kept dry, if you will, to see how things go. And it's not just the White House, obviously. It's the House of Representatives and the Senate, and then you've got a whole host of things going on at the state level. So this is you're right in terms of this being a huge election, and in terms of the issues and where they could go, and it can go very different directions, many are just keeping the powder dry.
I'm predicting that after the election, whichever way it goes, Ray, regardless if President Obama gets elected or not, a dam will break and the economy will move ahead significantly. The expansion, will it really happen after that? Because if we get a Republican in the White House, I think then people will say, okay, we got something new. It's new. Regardless of how you feel, people will think it's new, and they'll be excited about that. If Obama gets reelected, I think we'll say, okay, we know what we have. We can deal with this now. We know what we're up against, and we can deal with that. Either way, I think the dam will break. What do you think?
Well, I hope so. In terms of whoever's elected, I'm hoping you're correct, but I think when you start looking out at the longer run, if certain things stay in effect, like Obamacare, if scheduled tax increases stay in effect, if we keep spending the way we are, that means we're on a path to Europe.
You are right about that, and that is a concern. I want to come back to one thing, though. How big a deal? I've only got about a minute. Elena Kagan is the newest Associate Justice. And she was formerly Solicitor General of President Obama. She was clearly, the evidence shows already, and we haven't even seen all of it, that she was clearly involved in the fight to get Obamacare approved. Should she recuse herself on this issue that's going to be before the Supreme Court this year in 2012?
Throw another one into the mix here, Jim. You're absolutely right. I mean, that's a big debate that's been going on, and I would argue, yes, she should. But, probably not, no, but... that's just another issue to throw onto the Obamacare pile here to discuss.
Isn't that another reason why Obamacare, the resolution one way or the other of Obamacare will be the 1B after the economy in terms of the campaign this year?
Oh, yeah. And but, you know, ultimately, listen, I mean, the Kagan issue is interesting, but Anthony Kennedy is ultimately what this is going to be all about.
He's the most powerful man in the world right now, isn't he?
Yes, and he's going to decide what's constitutional.
What do you think he'll do? What do you think in 15 seconds, what do you think he'll do?
Anthony Kennedy, who knows? I mean, I hope he reads what's in the Constitution. And
he has a precedent of doing that, yeah. Doesn't he?
Well, he does. You know, again, it depends on the issue, but...
Anthony Kennedy, folks... Whichever way you think Obamacare should go, you should be beaming your thoughts to him right now. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
I appreciate it, Jim.
Ray Keating with SBEcouncil.org. Also, Chuck versus the World. That's his book. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.